That series about online learning inspired many of you to email us. Brian Reeder sent us a note from Moorhead, Kentucky. He writes, "The truth is that most students take online courses because they're quicker and easier than real courses." Jesse Finfrock of San Francisco adds, "From personal experience, I know it's much easier to cheat in these classes. I have a friend who gets paid to take online classes for other students." But Susan Hine of Glenmore, Pennsylvania, has a different take. "I am in the process of getting my MBA online through a division of DeVry University. I work harder in those classes than I ever did in traditional education." David Wiley of Longmont, Colorado, was juiced about Anthony Kuhn's story on electric bikes catching on in China.
"Pretty smooth ride here. Cruising right along. Now here's a vehicle for the masses, and for Beijing's gridlocked streets and smog-choked air."
But Mr. Wiley says we did not have to go all the way to Beijing. He writes, "Electric bicycles are gaining popularity in the United States. I switched to electric biking initially as a kindness to my middle-aged knees, and then found it so easy that I sold my car." A number of you were not amused by our conversation with film director John Waters. He touted some DVDs, including a movie called Crash, but not the movie Crash that most people have heard of.
Not the Crash that won the Oscar.
Wrong thing on the list here, then.
They stole the title from David Cronenberg, which was an NC-17 rating, and it was about people that were sexually turned on by car accidents. It's a great movie.
Nancy Arts writes us from Maine, "Shame on you. Morning Edition gave John Waters airtime to recommend films celebrating violence, sexism, and racism. Why not invite Don Imus on for his recommendations? Or is sickness and hate okay when an artist says it?" Finally, Michelle Bonocore of Roanoke, Virginia, says she cringed at an interview with the British chef Nigella Lawson. In that interview, Rene Montaigne had one pronunciation of a certain Italian snack and Lawson had another.
"Avocado bruschetta.
It's both the bruschetta and the bars. You can eat them in a hurry."
And if you want to try your hand at making breakfast bruschetta and breakfast bars...
Maybe you say tomato, I say tomato, but in Italy and in Britain, they pronounce it bruschetta. However you say it, please be in touch by going to npr.org and clicking on the button that says Contact Us, or Contact Usk.